Anyone who wants to purchase the tied-up State Ferry Taku now has until September 15th to submit a bid. It's the fourth extension since the Alaska Marine Highway System began advertising the ship back in March. Spokeswoman Ora Landau says the reason is simple. A potential yet-to-be-named buyer hasn't decided yet.
They've looked it over once and they're coming back. It's kind of like going to look at that house you're going to buy a second time just because you want to be sure it's got the exact things you want on it.
And in terms of the timeline, the date is September 15th, and has anybody said, well, that's it, or could it be extended further?
We don't anticipate that it'll be necessary to move the bid due date out again.
Officials are not releasing the asking price, though it's below $750,000, the most recently advertised minimum. The state wants to get rid of the Taku because it's old and new vessels are being built. The 54-year-old ship was taken out of service in June of 2015 as a budget-cutting measure, but it was already being targeted for retirement. While the focus is on one interested buyer, Landau says the bid extension is for all parties.
Anybody who puts in a bid that is near the reserve price is one that the state will consider very seriously.
The Taku was built for long sailings, with room for about 350 passengers and 50 vehicles. It has 40 staterooms, a cafeteria, observation lounges, and a covered solarium. It's in long-term storage at Ketchikan's Ward Cove. The two ships under construction are smaller and meant for shorter sailings. They're scheduled to come into service within the next 2 years, connecting Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.